A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf, Baba Metzia, 100A, pagination is 199, starting from the top line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hamachlif para bachamor v'yolda. A person was exchanging a cow with a donkey, and the animal that was not in front of us gave birth. And the obvious question that we are going to have is, did it give birth before the kinyan? In which case, the kinyan took place on the animal but not on the newborn. Or did the birth take place after the kinyan? In which case, the birth took place in the possession of the new owner. Rashi points out, Lahochi nokat hamachlif. The case is specifically described as a case of exchange, where one person does a kinyan on one item, and the other item, wherever it may be, becomes acquired by the other person. Because if we were doing regular kinyanim on the item, then we would see, did it give birth? Did it not give birth? Was it still pregnant when you pulled the animal or not? The point is that we're choosing a case of machlif, exchange, so that the animal is not in front of us, and this question could indeed exist. Before we give the ruling, just keep in mind that this is going to have ramifications to all types of cases where something occurred to the item in between the time where we last saw it and the time that we go to retrieve it, and we don't know whether whatever it is that occurred occurred before or after the kinyan. The item could have been damaged through an accident, and we don't know, did it happen before the kinyan, in which case there was no item there of the original expected value for this kinyan to go through, or did it happen afterwards and it happened while it was in the possession of the new owner? The ruling is on the second line, Ze omer ad shelo macharti v'ze omer mishalakachti. One is saying it happened before the sale, the other is saying it happened after the sale, because over here the argument is that they want the newborn to be in their possession. In the case that I give where it was damaged, they would actually be looking to push the damage into the other person's time frame. In any case, yachloku. The rule that our Mishnah states is they should divide the newborn, its value. They would sell it and they would divide its value. Let's skip down to the Gemara, about 10 lines down. The Gemara says, Amayach loku, why are they dividing it? And suddenly we get a glimpse into how this Shaila can be processed. Velechzi, first of all, let's look, Birshus Deman Kaima, who has possession of the animal. Because the person who is in possession of the contested animal is going to be the starting point that it's his, and anybody who wants to take it away from him, it's a motzi mechaver olav araya, has to bring a proof. V'lavi idach ha-motzi mechaver olav araya, Omer Rab Chiya bar Ovin, Omer Shmuel be'omedes ba'agam. It's standing in a neutral zone. Agam has different translations. Sometimes we call it a meadow, sometimes a swamp, sometimes a marsh. But basically, it means an area that's not owned by either one of these parties. Taisvis at the end of Velechazi indeed says, "Have a matzilish nuyedikame brishus harabim." They could have straight out said that it was standing in a public area, some area that's not owned by either, and therefore we do not have a chazaka of location clearly, the Gemara assumed that a chazaka of location would be a way to solve this argument. Continues the Gemara on the next line. Okay, so you don't have a chazaka of location. V'nukma acheskes demara kama. Why don't you establish it in the hands of the original owner? In other words, he is the owner as far as we last knew. If you want to change it, you got to prove it. A little bit like the chazakas that we have in kashrus. If something was known to be kosher, something was known to be tahar, so until you can tell me when it changed or why it changed, we leave it in its chazaka. So over here, we should assume it belongs to the original owner, unless you can prove it differently. And let the other person be the person who's trying to extract money. And the Gemara answers, you're right. Cheskes mare kama, the chazaka of the original owner, is a factor. But hamani sumchis, it's following the opinion of Sumchis, who says that when there's question on money, it gets divided. There's a discussion as to when Sumchis said his din. But the bottom line is, Sumchis says that. We don't hold of that. And we would look either into the chazaka of location or the chazaka of the original owner. What's fascinating over here is that the Gemara gives a hierarchy as to which one is stronger. The Gemara is telling us that if it would be in someone's possession, then indeed we would follow that and wait for someone to prove anything different. If it's not in someone's location, then we would follow the chazaka of the original owner. Indeed, in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, in Choshen Mishpat, the Mechaber describes this case of exchange of a para chamor, and one of them gives birth. And the Mechaber says, afilu im halokeach ta'in bori, even if the buyer is saying for sure it was born after I owned it, so that means I bought a pregnant animal, v'hamocher to'ein shema, and the seller doesn't know. Nevertheless, ala lokeach lahavi raya, it is incumbent on the buyer to bring a proof, because if the animal is in neither of their possession, then we're going to revert to Cheskes Marikama, who was the original owner, who was the owner until this point, and we're going to rely on that. However, im alokeach muchzik, if the buyer is the person who's in possession of the item, it was sitting in his barn, let's say, he didn't own it yet, but it's sitting in his barn, ala mochel lahavi raya, then indeed, the seller would have to bring the proof, because we would assume it belongs to the buyer, because chazaka of location is so significant, it will be our deciding factor, even when there's a cheskes marekama, there's an original owner, but whoever is holding the item is considered the muchzik. And again, our Mishnah was a case where the animal was not in either of their possession, and the Gemara maintains that according to Simchas, you would have Yachloku, but according to us, we would follow Marikama, the original owner. But if indeed the location would be that of the buyer, then we would rely on that. He is the Muchzik, and if the seller wants to make the claim, it would be upon him to bring proof. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.